家早上好。
Well, we have a little fewer this morning. I think we were warned that children out of school, some couldn't come, so for you, welcome.
欢迎大家，今天我们人稍微少一点，因为慢慢要放假了，孩子们都回家了。
Now, maybe everyone has heard, I don't know, but Brother Jeet and Sister Jazz, they have a new littlegranddaughter.
对，大家都看见了，可能有的人都看见照片了。Jeet 和 Jazz, 他们有一个小的第一个的孙女出生了。外孙女。
And they have named her Victoria.
然后取她名字叫 Victoria.
Yes, so we can congratulate Jeet and Jazz for that. They're very happy.
对，他们很高兴啊，也祝贺他们。
Well, today we'll look again into the Word of God.
今天我们再次会看神的话。
It's a good thing that God spoke to us because we would be still in darkness if He didn't.
所以神对我们说话是如此之重要，否则的话我们依然会在黑暗里。
But a lot of the things in the Bible are spiritually discerned, spiritually understood.
所以很多圣经的内容呢，都是需要我们灵里去理解的。
And so we depend upon the Holy Spirit to teach us.
所以我们依靠啊神的圣灵来教导我们。
God the Father sent the Son, and it's the Holy Spirit who reveals Him to us.
所以神的圣父呢差圣子到地上来，然后做完的救恩呢是由圣灵把它解释启示给我们听的。
So before we open the Word of God, let's just place our hearts before Him that He might teach us and enlighten our hearts.
我们在开始前呢，我们一起来做一个祷告，求神光照我们。
Father, we come to you this morning and we thank you that you are the giver of every good gift.
主啊，我们今天来到您面前，谢谢您，因为您是一切美善的源头。
Above all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus.
在这之上，我们特别的为您那特别的礼物耶稣基督献上感恩。
Though man treated him terribly and killed him,
虽然他来的时候，地上的人如此的恶待他，甚至杀了他。
That life was given, it wasn't taken.
但这样的生命并不是要拿走的，是要给予我们。
He could say, "No one takes my life from me. I have the authority to lay it down. I have the authority to take it up again."
因为他说没有人能够那取走我的生命，我有权柄舍了，也有权柄再取回来。
So Father, we thank you for this great gift of salvation through faith in Him.
我们要谢谢您，借着我们的信心啊，赐给我们的这伟大的救恩。
And Lord, we would pray this morning, Lord, as we open your precious word.
我们今天早晨打开这圣经，当我们翻开这宝贵的话语。
We would pray, Lord, that our hearts and minds might be open and that you might enlighten us by your Spirit.
盼望我们的心，我们的头脑能够打开，您的圣灵对我们说话。
That, Lord, we might be able to see Jesus.
让我们能够看见耶稣。
That lovely expression of yourself.
啊，您那美好的、有爱的表达神自己。
And so, Lord, we ask your blessing today upon each one of us.
求您今天祝福我们每一位。
That we might know your love.
让我们能够知道您的爱。
Shown toward us in your Son.
借着您的圣子向我们表达的。
We give you thanks now and bless you.In the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们现在感恩赞美奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Well, we're nearing the end of a long journey taking a theme through the scriptures and talking about the Lamb of God.
所以我们现在在一个 结束的点啊，就是我们很长的一段时间我们在讲神的羔羊这样的一个主题在整本圣经里。
We saw in the Old Testament as we viewed the stories there that different stories that the God required a sacrifice for man to be able to approach to him.
所以神在圣经里告诉我们呢，他神要一个祭物啊，使得人呢能够与神和好。
Now in those Old Testament sacrifices, they were instructive. They weren't really complete.
所以这一些呢，旧约的这个祭物啊，他们都不是完全的，他们只是一个命令式的，它并不是一个完全的。
What I mean by that is that even early in the history of mankind, man learned that he was a sinner and needed a savior.
在人类的早期呢，其实人就意识到自己是个罪人啊，他需要一个救主。
He realized that as a sinner, his life was forfeit. It was a life that, because of what the scriptures say, the wages of sin is death.
所以，当人意识到自己是个罪人的时候，就知道自己的生命哈、会因着罪被剥夺，因为圣经说呢，罪的工价就是罪的代价就是死。
Death came into the world because of sin.
所以呢，因着罪哈、死就进了世界。
And man trying to get back to God finds an impossible barrier.
所以，人呢努力想到神那里去呢，就发现了一个不可能的障碍拦在前面。
So in the Old Testament, God prescribed a method whereby man could, by faith, approach to God.
在旧约呢，神就描述了这样的一个方式，人可以借着信心来到神面前。
That was through death.
这就是借着死。
But the death of a substitute.
但不是人的死，是一个替代替罪羊的死。
And in the Old Testament, that substitute was an animal.
所以在旧约里呢，这样的一个替代呢，就是一个动物。
So how it worked was that because man had died and his life then, he was dying.He would soon die. God gave man the substitute where the animal would die in the man's position, in take the man's place.
所以人因着犯罪呢，他其实是走向死亡的。所以神呢，用了这样的一个方法，象征啊，就是用一个动物，用它站在人的位置上，它来死。来把人挽回来。
Now, the life of an innocent animal could never remove the man's sin.
但是我们要知道呢，因为动物只是动物，一个动物的生命它永远不能免除掉人的罪。
But it could, by faith, it could cover over the man's sin until the perfect sacrifice could be offered.
所以可以。但是呢，他可以借着人的信心呢，暂时遮盖人的罪，直到那真正的祭物、真正的羊来了。
Now we looked at the criteria of the perfect sacrifice.
所以我们可以看一下那完美的祭物是有哪些标准的。
It would have to be perfect.
它首先是得完美。
And only God is perfect.
那这全地只有神是完美的。
So there's only God.Could remove sin.
所以也只有神自己能去除罪。
But God couldn't just overlook man's sin.
但是神作为审判主呢，他不能就忽视人的罪，说算了。
He could not just show his mercy and love to a guilty person.
所以他不能说呢，我就对一个有罪的人呢，就白白的给他这个恩典和爱。
Because God is a just God.
因为神同时也是一个公义的神。
We used the example at one time of our normal courts in our land.
我们经常用例子呢，比方说我们会有一个法院啊，在我们的地上。
Any crime has an impact not only on the victims, but on the victims' families and others.
所以每一个的犯罪呢，不但针对受害人，也针对受害人的家庭呢，都会有伤害。
A judge to uphold the law he cannot show mercy. He must judge according to the law.
但是呢，作为审判主来说，他要行权律法啊，他就不能够有怜悯，他必须要守，使律法的公义得着全部的彰显。
It's not love to let a murderer go free.
所以你的爱呢，不能使一个杀人犯就这么没有代价的就走了。
That's injustice.
这个不叫爱了，这就是不公义了。
And God is not unjust.
但神不是一个不公义的神。
So sin must be punished.
所以罪呢，必须要被审判。
To the full weight of God's law.
而且要满足神律法完全的要求。
An angel could never take away our sin.
所以呢，一个天使也不能带走我们的罪。
By God judging an angel,
就算神审判一个天使。
But instead, what God did was He did the most extraordinary thing.
但神做了一个非常特别的事。
He came Himself in the person of His Son.
他自己做一个位格圣子来到地上。
And there.On the cross, he came for one purpose.
他来只有一个目的。
The purpose was to come into the world as a sacrifice.
是来到地上成为那祭物。
Now we must remember, and we do remember a lot around this time of year.
所以我们在一年里这个季节里啊，我们经常会想起这个事。
That God became a baby.
就是神成为一个婴孩。
The Son was.Incarnated,
圣子啊，道成肉身。
He took upon himself human flesh.
他成为人肉身的形象。
That, how that came about, we learn from the scriptures.
所以这个怎么来的呢？我们是从圣经里知道。
That the Holy Spirit came upon a virgin.
就是圣灵呢，使玛利亚。童女感孕
and that the power of the highest overshadowed that young virgin.
所以神的圣能力啊，遮盖荫蔽了这个童女。
And what was conceived in her womb was called the Son of God.
所以她所怀孕生的被称为神的儿子。
So he was holy God and holy man.
所以他是个完全的圣洁的神，也是一个圣洁的人。
He was of the woman.
所以他是从女人生的。
So he was human.
所以他是人。
But he was born of God, so he was divine.
但他呢，却是从神生的，他的父是神，所以他也是完全的神。
This God-man proved himself to be absolutely perfect, demonstrated.By being tempted in every way that us humans have been tempted and tried, yet without sin.
他呢，在地上的时间被受所有的试探，所有的观察，但是他却从来没有犯罪。
And having been approved by God,
然后得着神的悦纳。
He made the perfect sacrifice.
他就做成了这完美的祭物。
Unlike animals, he was willing to lay himself down there for us.
但他和动物的献祭不同呢，动物是不愿意的，他是完全自愿的把自己生命献上。
We read that it was for the joy that was set before him he endured the cross.
我们从圣经里读到，他为了前面摆在前面的喜乐，他就忍受十字架的苦难。
He looked beyond the sufferings of the cross.
所以他的眼已经看。穿过了，超越了那十字架上短暂的苦难，他已经看见了永恒的。
He would be the great sin bearer. Now, John chapter 1, please.
约翰福音的一章，他就是那伟大的担当我们罪的那一位。约翰福音一章。
John chapter 1, verse 29. Here is the great text that explains the whole purpose of God and the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, John, 1章29节，这就是最好的解释，耶稣来的目的，他一切的原因啊，都在这里了。1章29节。
The next day, John the Baptist, that is, the one who was the forerunner sent before the face of the Lord Jesus to make ready a people to receive this one from heaven.
次日，约翰，这个约翰就是施洗的约翰，他是被差来做主耶稣的先锋，来铺平这道路，使人的心预备啊，预备好有悔改的心来接受耶稣救恩的。
John's ministry was to introduce the sacrifice to the people, the Jews, who had been before prepared to receive their Messiah.
所以约翰在这里做的事呢，就是把预备好人心的这一部分人呢，把耶稣基督带到他们面前去，把这伟大的祭物，伟大的代赎救恩带到人面前去。
Now salvation would come through one people, and that was the Jews.
所以救恩是从一群的人出来的，这群人就是犹太人。
They should have received him.
所以他们按道理应该先是接受的。
But John was the one who was foreordained to introduce this one. God gave John specific signs as to who he was.
所以神呢给约翰哈一些特别的启示啊，就是这个人是谁，就是耶稣是谁。
And as John preached and got people ready to receive their Messiah, he attracted many disciples.
所以在当时呢，当约翰自己施洗的时候，很多人到他这里来，他也有带了很多的门徒。
And one day when he was with his disciples, he saw Jesus.
所以当约翰有一天跟着他自己的门徒的时候呢，他看见了耶稣。
And Jesus was coming toward him.
耶稣，对，耶稣到他这里来。
And he said, look, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world.
所以约翰就指着耶稣说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
This sacrifice would not just cover over sin by faith, as it was in the Old Testament, but actually to remove sin forever.
所以这个祭物呢，它不但像旧约啊，它不是像旧约那样，只是临时把这个罪遮盖了。神，耶稣基督自己献上生命献的这个祭，是把罪除去的。
Now that doesn't mean to say that everyone's sins have been forgiven or taken away.
这并不是说呢，每一个人的罪呢就全部拿走就被赦免了。
What he means by that is that our approach to God has now been what has stopped our approach to God has now is our sin, but now that's been removed by Jesus.
这个是在说呢，我们到神面前去，那最大的拦阻啊，那因着罪而来的拦阻呢，被挪去了。
Instead of a throne of judgment, there is a throne of grace.
所以呢，我们不再去面对一个审判的宝座，而是一个施恩的宝座了。
But God has prescribed the method whereby we might obtain that forgiveness.
然后神呢，就给了我们一个方法，让我们能够得着这怜悯。
And it's only by faith.
这就是借着信心，唯独信心。
There's nothing we can do.
因为没有什么我们能做的。
But each individual standing alone before God and viewing God's sacrifice on their behalf must make their own decision.
但每一个人必须来到神的宝座面前，自己做决定，要不要这救恩。
The Lamb is what we've been studying.
所以这个羔羊是我们过去一段时间一直在学习。
We've looked at the lamb over the past few months From beginning of the Bible to the end, the Lamb.
所以我们在过去几周呢，是从圣经的开始，一直到最终，我们都在查这条主线，羔羊。
From in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned, they need their nakedness had to be covered over because they had to be covered over by the skin of a sacrifice.
比方说，在创世纪一开始，亚当夏娃犯罪了以后呢，他们的赤身露体是需要一个羊羔的皮才能遮住羞耻的。
And all the way through the Bible, we find this principle.That without the shedding of blood, without the death of a sacrifice, that's what blood means. The blood is the life. And without that shedding of that blood, and the giving of a life, there can be no forgiveness of sins.
所以从那时候开始，就是这样的原则就启示出来，没有血，罪是不能得赦的。没有生命给出来，赦免是不可以存在
的。Now, all the works of man...are incomplete and unsatisfactory.
所以所有人的行为啊都是不完全而且是没有得着神悦纳的。
All the good that we might do cannot undo the sin and the things that we have committed against God.
所以我们在这地上做的所有的善行呢都不能逆转我们已经行的恶所带来的后果做不到。
But there was a perfect sacrifice given.
所以必须要等这一个完美的祭物献上。
And what happened on the cross was that was where God's Son bore our sins when He was on the cross.
所以在十字架上发生的事呢，就是神的圣子在十字架上担当我们所有的罪。
God knows everything.
神知道一切。
He stands outside of time.
他是在时间以外。
Outside of the universe that he's created,
他在他所创造的宇宙以外。
He knows every event that has ever occurred in time.
所以他知道在时间里，在空间里发生的所有事。
He knows our selfishness and the things we've done.
他知道我们的自私，也知道我们所起的一切的
心思意念。The lies we've told to others and to ourselves.
我们对他人和对自己所撒的那些谎，他都知道。
He knows the things we said and the hurt we've caused.
他也知道我们所说的话所造成的后果，他都知道。
We're soiled, fallen creatures.
所以我们是堕落的哈，被造物啊。
And but God, who knows all these and all our weaknesses and failures, He's taken all that and He put it on the sacrifice.
所以他把这一切我们的罪和不义呢，所有这一切全部放在了耶稣基督身上。
There's a little ceremony that the priests in the Old Testament used to perform.
在旧约里呢，会有一个祭司啊，当时的献祭的祭司有个小的仪式要做的。
Once a year, the priest, the high priest, on the Day of Atonement, which the Jews still celebrate today.
那今天的犹太人呢，依然还是会庆祝这样的一天，那就是一年一天的赎罪日。
They took two goats.
在那一天呢，祭司要选两只山羊。
And what he did is they cast lots for this goat.
那他们呢，要把这两只山羊呢抓阄。
So one goat was chosen then by lot to be killed.
那两只当中抓阄的一只呢，要被杀了。
And what the priest would do before the animal was killed, he would place his hand on the head of the goat.
所以当大祭司呢选出那只被杀的羊之后呢，他要把他的手放在这个山羊的头上。
And he would confess all the sins of the nation that were all on the head of that goat.
这个时候大祭司要代表全民，代表以色列全民来认罪。
It was,
把罪呢放在这个山羊的头上。
It was symbolic of the transfer of all the sin of the nation on that innocent victim.
所以这是一个象征，就告诉所全民呢，罪呢是给到了这个山羊啊，罪全部转到了这个山羊身上。
And then that goat, the throat was slit.
然后这个山羊会被杀了。
And the blood was caught in a basin.
然后血呢被流出来，放在盆里。
And he would go into the temple.
然后呢，大祭司会带着这个羊血进到圣殿里去。
And there in the holy place, at the mercy seat, he would sprinkle the blood 7 times on the ground.
所以他来到圣殿里的最里面的至圣所，神宝座的那个约柜的地方，他要把这个羊血呢弹7次，弹在施恩座的前面的地上。
And then he would sprinkle it on the mercy seat itself.
同时呢，要弹到施恩座前，也要弹7次。
He was able to go into God's very presence on the basis of the fact that the blood had been shed, the sins had been borne by another victim.
所以，唯独这样的方式，他才能得着跟神施恩座的连结，否则的话呢，这罪的后果就拦在当中。他必须要告诉神，这个血的代价已经付上了。
And then he would come out and he'd take the other goat.
然后之后呢，他会出来来处理另外一只羊。
And he'd appoint a young man to lead that goat so far off into the wilderness that the goat would never find its way back.
他会指定一个年轻人，把这只羊呢带到那个野地啊，旷野最最远的地方，就是永远回不来的地方。
And that's a picture for us of what Jesus has done.
把这只羊放在那个地方以后，这就是一个图形啊，形象，就是耶稣为我们做的事。
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
就是神的羔羊啊，除掉世人罪孽。
On the cross, there were 3 hours of darkness.
所以在十字架上啊，耶稣有3个小时的黑暗。
And in those 3 hours of darkness, God put all our sin on Jesus.
在那3个小时的黑暗里呢，神把所有人的罪放在了耶稣身上。
Every evil thought we ever had was placed upon him, and he suffered there.
我们甚至每一个邪恶的念头都放在他身上，在他在那里为我们担当。
It wasn't the physical sufferings that made him cry out.
所以不是那个肉体的苦难啊，使他喊出来的。
He never opened his mouth when they put the nails through his hands.
所以当那些人用钉钉他手在十字架上的时候，他并没有喊。
He never protested.
他也没有。
Instead, what he said, he prayed for them. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
相反的，他还为这些人祷告。他说：“父啊，求你饶恕他们，他们所做的，他们不知道。”
He never protested when they spit on him and they mocked him on the cross.
所以他也没有，从来没有，抵抗。当所有底下的人向他吐唾沫、嘲弄他的时候。
But he cried out when in the 3 hours of darkness.
但是在那三个小时黑暗的时候，他却喊出来了。
After man had done everything they could,
当人已经做了他所能做的时候，
God shrouded the sun, and there was complete darkness.
所以，神就把他的圣子放在一个完全的黑暗里。
And there, it wasn't just his physical sufferings; it wasn't just the soul sufferings; it was his spiritual suffering.
所以这个时候就不再是肉体的受难，也不再是魂的受难，是他灵的受难。
Spiritual sufferings are the deepest.
这是最深的苦难。
What was the cause of his spiritual suffering was that he was separated from his God.
所以什么导致他属灵的苦难呢？因为他在那一刻与神分开了。
How can we understand that?
我们怎么能理解？
With our human minds,
我们用人的头脑怎么来理解
？That God the Father and God the Son were separated.
圣父和圣子啊，分开了。
Because God cannot look on sin.
因为神是不能看罪的。
His Son was punished.
他的圣子呢
？For your sins and mine.
为了你我的罪而被惩罚。
He would be the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world by taking it on Himself.
所以他如何除去世人罪孽的呢？他把这罪放在自己身上。
And the second part of that picture of the high priest was that the live goat was taken into the wilderness and never seen again.
我们知道另一只羊的处理方式是放到旷野里，再也看不见了。
And that is a picture for us, just a picture of the fact of the what God said, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more forever.
这就是我们的一个非常好的图景了，就是借着耶稣基督的献祭，神就再也不纪念我们的罪了。这罪就像这只羊到旷野去再也看不见了一样。
Now this is no intellectual exercise.
所以这个不是一个头脑的训练。
This isn't a salvation that's offered to a few.
这是神赐给我们的救恩呢。
You don't need to be a great guru to sit up in the hills and meditate for 45 years.
所以这个不需要你说你跑到高山上去想个45年才能想明白的事，不需要。
This salvation is available only to little children.
救恩就是给我们有孩子般心的人。
Who will receive what God offers by simple faith.
就是借着单纯的信心接受神给我们预备好的东西。
Faith puts us all on the same level.
所以信心把每一个人放在一个特别公平的水平上的。
We have to receive the gift just like a little child.
就像一个孩子，我们单纯的接受这礼物就好。
Well, one last question remains.
所以最后一个问题还存在。
Was that sacrifice accepted by God?
这样的一个献祭，神悦纳了吗？
Was it sufficient?
足不足够呢？
Was the work of his son pleasing to the Father?
那他圣子的工作有没有被父神所接受呢？
The scriptures very plainly say and well established as a fact of history is the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead.
但圣经告诉我们呢，主耶稣基督从死里三天后复活了。
That resurrection which was witnessed by 500 people at once.
这样的一个复活曾一度被500个门徒所看见，亲眼见到。
Any one of them at that time was alive when Paul wrote that, and they could have denied it, but no one is. There's silence in history of any denial of the resurrection.
所以当保罗说呢，有500个人见到过耶稣复活的时候，他写下这句话的时候呢，当时那500个人绝大部分都还活着。他们没有一个人站出来否定保罗的这个说法，在历史上是没有任何的否定。
Those disciples who wrote the scriptures, all of them suffered. Most of them suffered death and went to their deaths believing that Jesus Christ was living.
相反呢，所有看见的人最终都很多是殉道了，他们为主的话来受难，到一个程度殉道，因为他们深刻相信耶稣基督复活，现在在天上。
Not only had they seen him alive, they experienced him life in their own hearts.
所以他们不但眼见了，他们也在他们的心里，他们的灵里，同样经历了神复活的大能。
Just as many around this table do today.
就像我们今天在座的有很多也是这样。
So we've been looking at the Lamb. Now the Lamb is in heaven.
所以我们看见了这只羔羊。现在这只羔羊在哪呢？在天上。
I took some time to go with this little bit of history. It's called the Good News, the Gospel.
所以我们刚才讲了一些的内容呢，就是我们经常讲的好消息，福音就是这个内容。
I spent some time doing that because, I felt it necessary. Maybe there's some that are here for the first time, or just to have been a few times, and it isn't clear what Jesus has actually done.
所以我们要有必要，也许今天我们会有第一次听的，我们有必要再告诉大家，耶稣基督到底为我们做了什么。
He's the only way to God.
他是唯一的到神那里去的道路。
And I want you to turn with me to John chapter 14 and verse 6.
那我们来看一下约翰福音的14:6。
We'll read from the first verse down to verse 9.
Verse 1.
1
to 9. 我们从一节读到第九节啊。 read around in Chinese?
Yeah. Sure.
Chapter 14,
verses 1-9.
Okay. 约翰福音十四章一节到九节，我们一人一节顺序读一下。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到我那里去。
你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。”
耶稣说：“主啊，求你们，求你让我们看看父，我们就心满意足。”
耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？”
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. So here we have the disciples are gathered with the Lord Jesus at the Last Supper.
所以呢，耶稣他的门徒呢。在最后的晚餐的时候，这是一个那个背景啊，时间背景，跟他一起在聚集。
I think we've all seen pictures at least of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper.
所以最后晚餐的达芬奇的那幅油画，我们大部分都很熟悉。
Very famous picture of the disciples gathered around the Lord.
所以一幅很著名的画啊，门徒们就在边上围着耶稣。
He had just told them that he's going away.
他告诉他们他要走了。
Of course, he's going to the cross. The very next day, he'd be hanging on the cross.
第二天呢，他要被挂在十架上。
You see, these 12 men that were gathered with him, their expectation was that he was going to reestablish the kingdom of Israel. He was going to overthrow the Romans and establish the kingdom that the Old Testament prophets had prophesied.
所以这些门徒们跟耶稣的想法刚好是反的。他们认为耶稣要很快把罗马帝国推翻了，把罗马统治推翻，来建立旧约所预言的神在地上的国度。这是他们期望的。
They had believed that he was the coming Messiah, the one prophesied.In the Old Testament.
因为他们相信耶稣就是那要来的弥赛亚，那在旧约预言要来做王的。
But one thing they did not understand.
但有一样他们不明白。
Is another principle of Scripture.
圣经里还有一个原则。
First the suffering, and then the glory.
这原则就是先有苦难，再有荣耀。
Christ must come first and suffer.
所以。基督总是先来经历苦难。
Because the real problem was not the Roman Empire.
所以真正的麻烦不在于罗马帝国。
The first problem to be dealt with was the sin, the rebellion in the human heart.
真正的麻烦，唯一的麻烦其实是人里面的罪和悖逆。
And so he would first have to suffer and die.
所以他要先受难，为我们的罪死了。
Be raised to the Father's right hand.
然后呢，被复活，然后来到父神的右边。
Someday he's coming again in power and glory.
有一天他还会再来，那就是以荣耀大能的形式来。
But before he comes down in power and glory, there's another event that takes place.
所以在他以荣耀大能的形式来之前，还会有一件事发生。
Because when he comes in power and glory, it's going to come with judgment on the earth.
因为当他以大能的形式来呢，地上就会要行审判了。
And he's going to remove all his own people from the world before that judgment happens.
所以在那个之前呢，他要把他地上所有的孩子呢，审判来之前他要挪走的。
Now that's brought out in these verses.
所以这就是这些经文来了。
Their hearts were troubled because he had told them that he's going to leave them.
所以这些的孩子们呢就有一点担心了哈，因为他耶稣说他要走。
With the exception of Judas, who had probably gone out, Judas had left by now. There was only 11.
这个时候啊，犹大应该已经去卖主了，所以剩下应该11个人。
So all the other 11 disciples, they believed in the Lord Jesus.
所以这十一个呢，他们都是接受相信耶稣的。
They just didn't understand God's timetable.
他们只是不了解神的时间表。
So when he told them that he's going to go away, their troubled. They had given up everything.
所以当他们说他要离开的时候呢，哎呀，他们心就很忧伤啊，门徒们。
They had given up their businesses, their occupations. They left everything and followed the Lord Jesus.
因为门徒们都把一切自己的一切都舍了，跟随耶稣。
And they are expecting the kingdom.
啊，他们就期望这个国度要建立了。
But now he's telling he's leaving them.
耶稣却说呢，我要走。
But he tells them where he's going to go.
然后他又告诉他们呢，我要去哪里。
He tells them first of all to trust in God and trust also in me.
他说你们要信神，也要信我。
Now he says where I'm going. He says in my Father's house are many rooms, many mansions, many places of dwelling.
他说在我父的家有很多的房屋啊，有很多的住处。
He says, if it were not so, I would have told you.
如果没有呢，我就早告诉你。
He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
所以我去呢，原是为你预备地方去的。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
如果我去，为你们预备地方去，我一定会回来再接你们。
He says, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
我在哪里呢？叫你们也在那里。
You see, he was going to heaven.
所以他要去天堂。
Not directly to heaven.
不是直接去。
That would have not saved them.
那如果直接去呢，就救不了他们。
If he could have stepped right back into heaven, because he had completed the work of glorifying God as a man.
所以他也可以就在那一刻直接回天上。因为他已经荣耀了父神啊，在地上的生活里荣耀了父神。
He was qualified to step right back into heaven.
所以他是有资格就直接回天上的，因为他是没有罪的，他在地上也没有犯罪。
He could, but he would not.
他可以，但是他选择不。
He would go to the cross.
因为他想要上十字架。
Then he says, I will come back.And take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
他说我要回来，再接你们。你们在哪里呢？我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Here he introduces a mystery.
这里他告诉了我们一个奥秘。
Later, the Apostle Paul would enlarge on that mystery.
所以使徒保罗在后面呢，他会把这个奥秘呢跟解释清楚。
That's the mystery of the.Rapture of the church.
这就是教会被提的奥秘。
The true believers are going to be changed into the image when he comes for them before judgment comes.
所以当审判第二次耶稣再来行审判之前呢，所有真的信徒在那一刻都会改变，都会被提。
But he doesn't give them all that information then. We study that in the book of Thessalonians and the book of
所以我们并不在这里把细节都知道，是借着后面的帖撒罗尼迦前书和这个哥林多前书了解更多的。
So the but he says in verse 4, and you know where I'm going.
他说你知道我们要到哪里，我要到哪里去。
But Thomas says.
但多马就糊涂了，他说
：“We don't know where you're going。”
他说：“我们不知道啊。
”How can we know the way？
我们怎么知道那条路呢
？Well, he told them where he was going to go to the Father's house.
但耶稣说了，他是回父家，回父亲那里去。
Thomas had been told where he was going. He just didn't understand about that.But the Lord had told him, "Believe in me, trust me."
所以多马呢，其实主已经跟他讲了，他只是不明白，所以主只能告诉多马呢，你相信我。
In all his time with the disciples, he had never let them down once.
因为所有的时候，耶稣跟门徒在一起，从来耶稣没有使他们失望过。
If he wouldn't fail them in little things, why would he fail them in big things?
如果耶稣在小事上都从来没有使门徒失望，为什么在这么大的事上耶稣会呢？
So the Lord doesn't answer that question about where he's going. He'd already told them.
所以耶稣没有回答多马这个问题，他要去哪里？因为耶稣其实已经讲了他要去哪里。
At that point, they wouldn't have understood anymore anyway.
只是多马他们在当时的理解里就是不能明白。
But he does tell them how they can get there.
但耶稣的确讲了他们怎么能够如何来到
神面前。How can we know the way?
他们怎么知道这道路？
He says, I am the way.
他说我就是道路。
You know, all other religions, generally, they point you to the way.
所有其他的宗教啊，都是把你指到那条路，说那是路。
Do this, this is the way.
所以这你做这些，做这些事，这就是道路。
Do these rites and ceremonies, and then perhaps you'll be on the way.
所以你做这些宗教的仪式，那你就会在对的路上了。
You might get initiated into the way, of, and so on.
所以你要在你的指向的路上呢，你要多做工啊，这就是宗教的路。
Jesus did not point Thomas to the way.
所以耶稣不是把多马带到那路，指把他给路指出来的。
He said, "Thomas, I'm the way."
他说我就是。我就是道。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
他说我是道路、真理和生命。
No one can come to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And then he goes on, though.
然后他就继续往下。
To make a very important point.
讲了一个特别重要的点。
If you really knew me, Thomas.
他说你们若认识我。
You would know the Father as well.
也就认识我的父。
And from now on, you do know him, and you've seen him.
从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Those of us who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, we know the Father.
我们那些信靠耶稣基督的人，其实我们也知道是父了，也认识父了。
See, the life of the Father has been expressed in the Son.
所以父神的生命啊，他的样子其实圣子已经在地上演出来给我们看。
Jesus said, "I do always those things that please the Father."
因为耶稣说，我所做的一切事呢，都是父神悦纳的。
If you want to know what God is like, you look at the life of the Lord Jesus.
如果你想要知道神是什么样的神呢，你看耶稣基督的生命，你就能知道这是一个什么样的神。
But Philip, another disciple, he still doesn't understand what's going on.
然后腓力呢，另外一个门徒。
Verse 8.
他还是不明白。他说第八节。
It says, "Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied."
他说求主啊，将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
And here the Lord lays it out in plain terms.
所以耶稣就在这用非常直白的话告诉腓力。
He said, "Jesus answered, 'Don't you know me, Philip?'" Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
说腓力，你与我，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。
How can you say, "Show us the Father"? Don't you believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me?
你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？
The words I say to you are not just my own.Rather, it is the Father living in me who does His work.
我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己做的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
And he continues in the next two chapters, two or three chapters.
然后他就继续在后面的两到三章啊，继续讲这个话题。
To expand on these concepts.
把这些概念呢扩展开来。
And you will spend the next 50 years, if the Lord hasn't come.In exploring those chapters and all that he says.
所以你几乎可以用未来的五十年，如果主还没有来啊，你可以把这几章的内容啊，足够你吃五十年都吃不完的。
This would be the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world, would remove every barrier that separates God from man.
因为神的羔羊，他已经把所有跟人和神之间，那爱的交流拦阻的罪啊，都除去了。
There's a way now into God directly.
所以人到神那里去的道路啊已经开了。
Not through a priesthood.
不是借着一个祭司的阶层。
Not through ceremonies.
也不是借着宗教的仪式。
Not through intermediaries like idols and so on. Nothing like that.
也不是借着你眼睛能看见的一些什么偶像、什么中间的形式。
They are all worthless things.
这些都是没有用的。
There's one thing.
只有一样。
That's through our Lord Jesus Christ.
就借着耶稣基督。
That we can approach to a holy God.
你就能够到神那里去。
That's the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
这就是那羔羊啊，说看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Now the last few weeks we've been looking at the Lamb's bride.
所以过去几周呢，我们还看了一个概念，就是羔羊的新娘。
You can see that the expression a lamb is just a metaphor.
所以你要知道呢，羔羊就是一个比喻嘛，对不对
？It describes the character of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他就在讲耶稣基督的品性
，meek, harmless, pure, gentle，
是温顺、无害、柔和，这样的品性。
That's the Lord Jesus is his character is expressed.In that one word, lamb.
所以耶稣基督的样子啊，就在一个羔羊的这个词里面，你就能够有概念了。
The lamb is the sacrifice.
但这个羊呢，是用来献祭的。
So now, I guess what we should do is take a break at this point because we'll look after the break. We'll look at the lamb in heaven.
所以我们先休息一下，然后呢？休息之后呢，我们来看那天上的羔羊是什么样子。
And we're covering similar ground that we've covered before.
对，我们会看一些原来我们提过的点。
I was hoping to get to the marriage of the Lamb.
如果我们时间够呢，我们就会开始讲。
Because you see,
婚宴。
The Lamb is his sacrifice has produced something that.We can never understand completely.
所以羔羊的婚宴啊，就是告诉我们一些我们原来不能想象的事。
Those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, they enter into the relationship of the Father and the Son.
因为那一些信靠耶稣基督的人，他们居然就得着了，进到了一个关系啊，跟圣父、圣子最紧密的关系里去。
They become part of God's family.
他们成为神家里的一员了。
And it's through the marriage.
借着什么？借着婚姻。
The church is described as the bride of Christ.
教会被圣经描述成基督的新娘。
And I don't know if we'll get there yet. But also there's a metaphor of a great city, a great civilization that is made up.That is spoken of as the bride.
也会有讲到一个城啊，就是为了新娘。
Well, that's getting ahead of ourselves.
所以我们稍微有一个概念，我们不一定能查到呢。
And we thought of Shanghai or London or New York as great cities.
我们今天能想到的地上的大城，著名的大城，可能是伦敦啊、上海啊、纽约啊。
The New Jerusalem.Is the city that you want to be a citizen of?
但是我要告诉你，新耶路撒冷才是你最愿意成为那其中一员的那大城。
Well, that's a little foretaste of things to come.
所以这是一个预先尝一尝未来要来的事啊，都是真实的。
Hopefully, we get there in the next hour after our break.
希望我们在休息之后的一个小时，我们能够看到这一点。
I very much doubt it.
Okay. Shall we pray?
Yes.
Okay. 我们一起来做个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这最美的羔羊，他在十字架上所献上的这祭是完全的。我们也借着这祭能够与您和好，我要得那永恒里的祝福，让我们能够看见您是怎样的一位父，也让我们看见我们信的人是何等的蒙福。我们也为我们一会儿的饮食献上感恩，祝福我们这饮食，更祝福我们灵里的粮食，让我们 里面的光啊，能够在神的话语里得着大的光，也让我们能看见您的本性，让我们明白，也愿意接受。祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we look to you, Lord, for blessing.
We look to you. 再一次来到您面前，求您的祝福。
And pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit again might teach us and guide us.
盼望您的圣灵能教导我们，也引导我们。
That Lord, your Son might be lifted up among us and glorified.
盼望您的圣子的名能在我们里面得着荣耀。
And in return, Lord, you would get the ultimate glory.
也您也最终得着荣耀。
So we pray, Lord, that today that our hearts might be quiet in your presence. We might hear your voice.
我们今天祷告，求我们的心能够安静下来，能听见您的声音。
And we would ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的感恩，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we've been having a review of the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world.
我们一直在回顾神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
And we might ask the question at this point.
我们现在这个点呢，可能会问一个问题。
What is the purpose behind all this?
这一切的目的是什么呢
？God who dwells in the light that no one can approach to.
神住在没有人能接近的光中。
He's perfect and in himself complete.
他自己是完美的，他是完全的。
There's the eternal relationship of the Father and the Son through the Spirit.
在永恒里也有父子圣灵的彼此的爱。
There, the ultimate glory just rested.
那终极的荣耀也都在那里。
And there was eternal love flowing back and forth from the Father to the Son to the Son to the Father.
所以永恒的这个爱啊，在圣父、圣子、圣灵之间是相互有的。
What more would they need?
那他们还要什么呢
？God at some point decided to have a family.
在某一个点呢，神想要一个家。
And he did that through the Son.
他是借着圣子来做的。
Now, of course, when we talk about these eternal and spiritual things, we have to use figures of speech to understand them.
所以我们讲到属灵的和永恒的事呢，我们总是要用一些比喻，让我们能明白。
And so, the scriptures employ a metaphor.For this relationship that the Son would have.
所以圣经用的是一个比喻啊，来讲到圣子会有的这个关系。
And it was the picture of a bride.
这就是一个新娘的形象。
And a bridegroom.
和新郎。
The man and his wife.
人和他的妻子。
Of all relationships on earth, that is the was created to be the closest relationship that.Would be upon the earth.
在地上所有的关系里呢，这是最近的一重关系。
It should be above any other relationship, father to the son, to the mother to the daughter.
这比其他一切的关系都要近，比父子的母子的关系都要近。
Unfortunately, there aren't many examples on earth of that.Closeness of a relationship.
但很不幸呢，这样的一个关系呢，地上很少看见，让我们能够好的例子哈，没有，很少。
But anyway, God's plan was that His Son would have a bride.
所以神的旨意呢，是他的圣子会有一个新娘。
And they would be the bride would be made up of all those.Whom were redeemed.
所以他的新娘会是 由所有被他救赎出来的组成的。
Another picture that is given to us is Christ is the head and the church, or the, when we talk about the church, we don't talk about a physical church. We're not talking about a denomination.
所以讲到这层关系呢，还有一个例子啊，一个形象就是基督是教会的头，所以我们讲到教会呢，不是一个有形的组织或地方啊。
The scripture definition, what the scriptures say, or how the scriptures define the word church.
圣经是怎么来定义教会这个词的呢？
It is a Greek word that means a called out assembly.
这是一个希腊词，它就在讲了一群被呼召出来的人。
And the picture is that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ goes out and calls people.
所以这就是神的福音，好消息出去了，传出去了，这些消息呢都是在呼召人。
And the call is to a person.
把他们招到一个人那里去。
So it's an invitation really to become part of God's family.
所以你可以把它理解成一个邀请，邀请什么呢？让你成为神家的一员。
So, the called out assembly, that's what the church means.
所以这被呼召出来的一群人呢，就是教会的意思了。
A group, an organic group of people who have all trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. That's the real church.
所以真正的教会是一群有信靠耶稣、接受基督成为他们救主的人在一起。组成的有机体就是教会。
And so, the church is his body, as we mentioned.
所以呢，我们可以把这个称作呢，耶稣基督的身体就是教会了。
He's the head.
他是头。
That's one of the metaphors that's used for this mystical group, this mystical family.
所以这是一个比喻的方式来讲这神秘的、神奇的一群人和一个家。
But we're going to consider it in the using the metaphor as a bride.
所以我们要用这个比喻呢，继续来讲，这个比喻就是新娘。
So I don't know if everybody understand that we have been created in God's very image.
我们都知道呢，我们是用神的，按照神的形象来造的。
Initially created in His image, that we might have fellowship with God.
我们按照他的形象造呢，就可以跟他有爱的关系。
But man sinned, as it said, and there was separation.
但因着人犯罪呢，人和神就分开了。
But now, through the sacrifice of Christ, we who have been redeemed are brought into a closer relationship than Adam and Eve.were ever brought into.
那因为我们堕落呢，神的圣子把我们从罪中救赎出来，这样呢又把我们带到了一重关系啊，比当时亚当夏娃受造的时候跟神的关系更近。
Adam and Eve could understand God.
因为是亚当夏娃不能理解。
They could have fellowship with him.
他们不能有最深的这个爱的关系跟神。
But they did not really know the true heart of God.
他们只是。从神的德啊，然后他们不知道神的真正里面的心是怎么样的。
They were in a sense like angels. They understood the glory of God. They understood the righteousness of God. But they didn't understand the mercy and the love of God.
所以亚当夏娃的状态有点像天使的状态。他们理解神的公义，他们也看见神的荣耀，但是他们不能从心底里明白神的怜悯和爱。到底到什么程度？
It was only after mankind had sinned and God had suffered himself, the Lord through his Son, had suffered for man, that mankind really began to understand the love that God had for man.
只有等到人犯罪堕落，耶稣为我们的罪付上代价，受巨大的苦难之后，当人经历这一切啊，才明白神的心是怎样，神的爱有多深。
So, as we're talking here about the relationship, the bride of Christ is one that sees her bridegroom as the one who laid his life down for her.
所以这里我们讲到的关系呢，就是这新娘啊，看见她的新郎为自己付上生命代价的这么样的一种爱的关系。
If a bridegroom, if a bride understood how much the bridegroom loved her, what would be her response?
假设一个新娘借着新郎所做的，明白了新郎有多爱她，你觉得新娘的回应会是什么呢？
Especially if a bridegroom was not only willing to lay down his life, but actually did lay down his life.
而且新郎不但说我愿意把生命献上，他也的确全然献上了。
Of course, in our worldly example, a bride could not lay down, or a bride could not marry a bridegroom that had actually laid his life down. He'd be dead.
因为我们在这地上不可能有碰到这样的例子，因为一个新娘碰到的新郎，如果他说我愿意为你献上生命，他真的献上，他就死了，你也不可能再嫁给他。
But in the real example of Christ who laid his life down for the church, how should the bridegroom or how should the bride respond?
所以我们看见的，当真正的新郎耶稣基督为教会付上生命代价之后呢，这新娘他的回应会是怎么样的？
We'll keep that question, but I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们先把这个问题放在这儿，我们来看一下以弗所书五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书五章。
And verse 25.
五章的二十五节。
I just want to look at this first part of this verse. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
He gave himself up.For her.
他把自己舍了为教会。
What should be the response then of the bride?
那这样的新娘她的回应会是怎样呢？
Well, I know from human experience that someone that would lay their lives down for you, you would love them unreservedly in return.
在人的概念里，我们都知道，如果一个人是像基督这样爱你的，你会毫无保留的用爱来回应他。
And not only that, but it would be an intelligent love. You would know why you love them.
不但这样，你会是一个有智力、有意识的爱哈，所以你知道你为什么爱他，因为你感知到他的爱了。
And with that, you could return real love.
所以你可以把真的爱给他。
A bride that is gotten and doesn't cost the bridegroom anything, how does she know that he really loves her?
如果新娘做的啊，其实不需要有任何的代价，那这个怎么说？怎么知道这个新娘真的是无条件的爱新郎呢？
This demonstration of love.For the bride, we understand, those that have trusted Christ, we know how much God really loves us.
所以对于那些信靠耶稣的人，我们知道神有多爱我们，不是吗？
So then the question I asked at the beginning is we get our answer.
所以我们在问问题的一开始其实就有答案了。
What does God get out of all this?
那神是怎么做这一切事的呢？
He gets a body of intelligent creatures that understand his love, that have received it, and they love him in return.
所以神得着什么呢？神得着了是一群呢，他救出来，但是能用自己的自由意志在用爱回应出去的那样的一群孩子。
So therefore there's a mutuality of love now. It's not only one way.
所以这是一个双向的啊，那不但是单向的。
You know, the father has a small child, the child doesn't love the father back.
所以一个
or the mother.
一个父母呢有一个孩子，但如果这个孩父爱是单向的，这个孩子没有办法把爱回去。
So the mother and the child don't have any real fellowship.
这样的话呢，这个父母和孩子之间其实是没有真的关系的。
But the mother smothers the object of her love with care and attention until, as that child matures and can understand the mother's love, and as a daughter grows up, then the mother and daughter have a mutuality of love and care for one another.
所以在孩子小的时候呢，是爱是单向的，是父母亲呢一直爱这个女儿。啊，等到呢，当孩子大了，然后他能明白母亲的爱的时候呢，他再把这个爱呢，用他的方式再表达回来啊。这样的话，在他的自由意志里，这样爱就完全了。这个爱就是一个双向的过程。
See, God has provided a salvation for every one of us.
所以神呢，给每一个人都预备了救恩。
And it's free.
而且这是免费的。
It doesn't cost us anything.
不是要我们任何的代价。
If we could work for our salvation, as religions tell us we must do, I'm talking about world religions, that's man's effort to please God.
如果我们呢能靠世界上地上人的宗教呢，能够来逾越神呢，能得着我们自己的救恩的话吗？
What kind of relationship would God have with a proud person that said, I get here by myself?
那这样的话，这个神怎么跟一个骄傲的人，一个他怎么说呢？我来到天堂是因为我比较厉害，那神怎么跟他建立关系？
A religious person doesn't understand their own hearts and they don't understand the heart of God.
所以一个宗教里的人呢，他既不了解自己的心有多败坏，他也不认识神的爱。
God's heart is He wants sons and daughters.
所以他不知道神的心呢，是想要真正的儿女。
Who know him and appreciate him for who he is.
是那些儿女是知道他，也感恩神的本性的这些儿女。
If one word could express the character of God, that one word is what?
如果一个词啊能够描述神的本性，这个词会是什么呢？
Love.
就是爱了，神就是爱。
Love. Is that not the one characteristic of a mother to a child?
难道这不是一个母亲对孩子的本性最好的描述？
We see reflections in the human relationships.
对，我们也会在人和人的关系里看见同样的回馈。
And so, under the metaphor then of a bride to a bridegroom.
所以在这样的比喻里啊，我们看新郎新娘。
We read there, Christ loved the church and he gave himself up for her.
所以基督呢爱教会，把自己舍了。
And as such, he brings the bride to a relationship to himself and he has a relationship with the Father.
然后同时呢，他也把教会啊放到身边，就是有个关系，然后呢以至于他和教会跟天父也有一个关系。
And the bride then enters into that relationship with the Father and the Son.
所以新娘呢，因着这个，就教会因着这个，进到了父和子之间的关系里。
And that relationship with the Father and Son, that's the family.
这样的关系啊，父子的关系就是什么？就是一个家庭的关系。
Now I do want to go to John chapter 1 again.
我们再回到约翰福音的一章。
A well-known verse.
一个很著名的经文。
How do we actually get into the family of God?
我们怎么能够进到神的家呢？
John chapter 1.
约翰福音一章。
And verse 12.
十二节。
John chapter 1 verse 12 Yet to all who received him to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
It's not a matter of doing anything, is it?
所以这不是说要做什么事，不是吗？
There's no prescription here for earning the right to become children of God.
所以这里并不是一个配方，说你要挣做什么事来挣这个资格，成为神儿女的资格。
There are no rules or ceremonies that are enunciated here that we become children of God.
也没有什么规则，什么仪式。说告诉我们必须要做才能成为神的儿女。
And notice it doesn't say to receive any teaching.
也没有说你要接受什么教导。
Or receive any religion.
或者什么宗教。
It says, as many as received him.
他这里只说呢，信他名的人。
He is a living one at God's right hand now, and his spirit is what we receive when we receive him, to his spirit comes into our lives, changes us.
所以他就是那一位啊，就他的灵就是我们要接受的，成为神儿女唯一的方式。
Now, again, those that receive him, to those who believe in his name.
就是信他名的人。
What does it mean to believe in his name?
怎么叫信他名呢？
Well, he's the only begotten Son of the Father, and his name is Jesus.
他是唯一神的圣子，他的名叫耶稣。
The angel came from heaven to Nazareth to a man named Joseph. Said, Joseph, that child that your fiance has in her womb, I want you to call his name Jesus because he's going to save his people from their sins.
所以天使在那时候呢，来到拿撒勒了哈，来到这个约瑟家里啊，告诉约瑟说呢，你的未婚妻玛利亚怀孕，这个孩子呢是从圣灵来的，是要被称为耶稣，因为他会救他的子民呢从罪中救出来。
That was a name that was transmitted through the angel Gabriel from God the Father himself.
所以这样的一个名字耶稣呢，是圣父告着传信的天使借着加百列来告诉约瑟。
Now the name Jesus is a Hebrew name which means Jehovah the Savior.
所以耶稣这个词的意思呢，在希伯来文里面的意思就是耶和华拯救。
Jehovah is the Old Testament name for God as he reveals himself at a personal level.
所以耶和华是在旧约里呢，神自称的名，当他把自己以一个位格的形式显明启示给以色列人的时候，他就自称为耶和华。
That's his personal name.
这是他自己的名字。
God has a number of names that he uses in the Old Testament.
神在旧约里有很多的名字。
The most high God.
至高神是一个。
The all-powerful God.
全能神是一个。
The creator God.
造物主是一个。
But Jehovah is his personal name.
那耶和华是他自己个人的名字。
And the name Jesus means Jehovah the Savior.
那耶稣这个词的意思呢，就是耶和华拯救。
As the angel told Mary, God with us.
所以就像神告诉玛利亚说的是，
so,
就是神与我们同在。
We believe in his name. As many as received him, who are we receiving? We're receiving God himself, God's Son.
所以我们在接受谁呢？我们在接受神自己啊，借着圣子耶稣接受神自己。
Those that receive him and believe in his name, he says, they become children of God. They have the right or the authority to be called the children of God.
凡接待他，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Verse 13.
十三节。
He says here, these are children, the children of God. They're born not of natural descent.
这等人不是从血气生的。
That is, the Jews claimed natural descent from Abraham.
那因为呢，犹太人自称呢，他们自然的这个祖先呢就是亚伯拉罕，因为他们是肉身就是从亚伯拉罕来的。
And although they could claim natural descent from Abraham as Abraham's children, they could not claim that they were the spiritual children of Abraham.
虽然他们可以说我是肉体是亚伯拉罕的后裔，但他从来不能说他灵里是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We read that Abraham believed God, and God accounted that faith for righteousness.
因为圣经说呢，亚伯拉罕信神，神就以此为亚伯拉罕的义。
So the true spiritual children of Israel of Abraham are those that receive the Lord Jesus Christ by the same faith.
所以呢，真正属灵的后裔啊，亚伯拉罕是那些一样像他一样凭着信心接受神的、接受基督的人。
So how do you get born again?
那你怎么重生呢
？We says that you can't be born of natural descent.
所以你不是从血气生的，或者说不是从肉体生的。
Remember what Jesus told Nicodemus: that which is born of the flesh is flesh; that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
这就像耶稣跟尼哥底母那天晚上说的一样，他说：“你从肉身生的就是肉身。”从灵生的就是灵。
Well, some might say, well, you know, I'm going to pray really hard to become a child of God. I'm going to spend my lifetime in fasting and prayer.
有人可以这么说，他说我要使劲的祷告，我要非常虔诚的祷告，我可能就成为一个基督徒了。或者别人说呢，那我要很努力的进食，我就能成为基督徒。
I'm going to go up and climb a high mountain and stay up on that mountain until I find that I am born of God.
我要爬到一个高山上，在那待着，然后直到我想明白，我能成为神的孩子。
Well, this next line
不是的啊
says, "Children born not of human decision."
然后不是从人意生的
，or the human will.
不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。
The human will can never take us into the spiritual realm.
所以人意啊，不可能把我们带到属灵的领域去的。
Just like a pig can't fly.
就像一只猪永远不会飞一样。
So my decision is not going to make me a spiritual man.
所以我自己的这个想法里面的我的努力不可能让我最终变成神的。
And then he goes on, nor of well, I've already answered that last one. The second one is not. It's not of human decision. This translation here in the New International is a little bit hard to follow.
所以这个 NIV 的这一段译的不是太准确啊，因为 NIV 是一个比较。对，比较意义的版本。
There's three things he says you can't be born again of. First of all, not naturally.
所以他讲了三个排比啊，就是我们不能从这三个排比里来的。第一个就是血气的。
Second, human decision. That is, somebody else can't make you a son of God.
那第二个呢，或者情欲，就是你别人不能使你成为神的儿女，就是你不能说你父母是你就是。
That is, you can't go to a priest of some system and he sprinkles holy water over you, and then now you are a son of God.
或者换句话说，你不能跑到一个祭司那去，然后他跟你头上浇点水，说哎你就是了，那你就是，也不是这样。
That's human decision.
这是人从人来的。
Now you'll notice here it says nor of a husband's will. I'm sorry, that's a very poor translation in our New International here.
对，他这里说 a husband will 也不对哈。
All the other translations use man's will, your own will. Then I already talked about that.
应该是 a man 就一个人自己的，他人意啊，就是我自己的想法。
Yeah. So there's only one way that you can be born, and that's to be born of God Himself.
所以只有一个方式能使你重生，就是从神那里生。
There's no other way.
再没别的路了。
There is that.To be trying to become a son of God by ourselves is like a man trying to defy gravity to go up.
所以想要靠自己啊方式成为神的儿女，就像我们想自己胜过重力往上走一样。
But God has come down.
但反过来呢，神下来就不一样了。
In the person of His Son.
啊，以他自己的。圣子的位格下来。
Now we can, he just, now we can be born from above because the Son of God is sitting at God's right hand, the one who has removed the barrier of sin, satisfied God's requirements, and now simply by looking to him and believing, he sends his spirit into our lives. We become born again of his spirit and we become children of God.
所以这个方式就很简单了。那道成肉身的主，他来到地上，付上这罪的代价，他三天后复活，他已经把救恩做成，把一切人拦阻人到神面前去的罪的障碍拿掉，我们单单凭着信心接受就重生了。
Salvation is a free, unearned gift.
所以救恩是一个免费的，不是靠着自己行为挣来的礼物。
How do you receive a gift?
你怎么样接受礼物呢?
With open hands,
手打开来吗?
And a believing heart,
有一个接受的心。
How do you give a gift?
你怎么给一个礼物呢?
You give a gift because you want to show your love to someone.
因为你给别人一个礼物是想表明你的爱。
A gift.That you give, that you expect someone to give something back is not a gift at all.
如果你给别人礼物，却期望他还给你什么东西，那这就不叫礼物了。
It's an exchange.
这就是交换。
It's a business transaction or social business transaction.
或者是一个社交的交换，或者一个生意。
If you want to really show your love, you give expecting nothing back.
如果你真的想表明你的爱的话，你是不期望得到任何回报的。
But so what if someone said, "Well, I want to, I'll pay for that. I'll just a minute, I'll pay." You would be offended, would you not?
如果你真心给出一个礼物，对方却说你等等我付钱给你，你会真的很生气，很被冒犯。
God spared not His own Son, but gave Him up for us all.
神把他自己的独生子都舍了，就是把他的一切都给了我们。
Don't offend God by trying to work for your salvation. You just accept it as a gift. Because God loves you. Simple as that. He loves every one of us. John 3:16, what does it say?John 3:16. Some people here don't have to turn to that verse. I don't. I am, though, because it's probably this translation here. God so loved the world that He gave. That's as far as we need to go for a moment.
We just stop here.
God loved the world. That, the world, what do we mean by the world? I mean, he made the forest and the trees, the oceans and the mountains. That isn't what he loved. He saw it was good. Even pronounced it very good. But that's not what he loves.
但这不是他所爱的对象。
He created man after his own image, and that's what he loved. A creature that could respond to him. A future family. And so, God so loved the world of people. That he gave his one and only son. Did that cause God any pain? Any great sacrifice will cause pain, does it not? He knew what it would cost him. God, who knows everything, knew that the cost would be so great.
这知道万有的神, 知道一切的神啊, 知道这个代价是什么?
He gave his one and only son.
他把他那唯一的独生子, 圣子, 赐下了。
There we find there that whoever believes in him,
叫一切信他的,
that doesn't limit anyone, does it?
所以这里就没有限制什么人了，什么人都可以。
Whoever.
什么人, 任何人。
There aren't any exceptions to that all together open invitation.
所以这是一个敞开的邀请啊，给每一个人。
But they should not perish. Anybody who believes will not perish.
任何信的人都不致灭亡。
Now this is something that we must look at.
所以这是我们要看的。
See, we are a perishing race.
所以我们是一个要堕落、要死亡的一族。
Sin has come in and caused death.
因为罪进来是带来死�ng的。
First of all, spiritual death, separation from God.
先是属灵的死�ng与神分开。
And then as that spiritual death is working in the bodily death, soon there will be bodily death where the body is separated from the soul.
所以属灵死亡后面呢，就是这个肉体的死亡啊，最终会来的。
And there's only one death and then one judgment.
人人都有一死啊，死后都有审判。
We have a time-dated stamp upon us.
所以我们有一个倒计时啊，在我们每个人身上。
Now you buy some milk in the grocery store and it has good until such and such a date.
这就像你去买一个牛奶啊，你买回来那个瓶子上就有一个过期日啊，在这个日子之后你就没法吃了。
We have a stamp on us too.
我们身上也有这么一个。
It's on the back, we can't read it though.
我们背后也盖了这个戳啊，这个你读不见。We don't know when
our time is.
你不知道而已，你看不见，但你背后一定有个戳。But
each of us is going to have to face that fact of going out of this life sometime.
所以你要正视这个事情，你要知道你最终要面对什么。And
the word perish here.
所以这个 perish 死亡这个词啊，在
doesn't mean annihilation. It doesn't mean destruction.
它不是指毁灭的意思，不是这个意思。
What the word perish means that it's like an old car that is rusted.
就像一辆特别旧的车啊，它锈了。And
it's in the junk heap.
然后就是快破破烂烂了，快要散架了。It's
not what it was when it was new.
再也不是那个新的时候样子了。It's
good for nothing.
再也没有意义了。The
doors are rusted, you can't open it up. The engine won't run.
引擎也没用了，门也生锈，打不开了。And
that is like the human soul when it, as sin has worked in us, we are ruined creatures.
这就像一个人当罪进来以后呢，我们就被毁掉的那个状态就是这样的。
If we die in that condition, we are fixed in that condition forever.
如果我们死在这样的状态里哈, 我们就是这样的状态在永恒里。
And the only event you could find in the future for someone that goes into eternity is judgment.
这样的人你要在未来的这个你能看见的就是审判。
And God will hold us responsible for everything, all the light that we have been given.
所以神会使我们为我们所有的光啊，我们所知道的光来负责的。
He will say, he will ask the question.
而他会问这样的问题。
What have you done with my son, Jesus?
他说你是怎么来看待我的圣子基督的？
I offered a gift of eternal life to you through my son.
我通过我的圣子基督给你提供了永生的免费的礼物。
What have you done with him?
然后你是怎么看待这个礼物的？
But he says he gave his son so that whoever believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life.
所以他给了圣子给我们呢，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反而有永生了。
Those are the two options.
所以这是有两个选择。
The first option is to refuse Christ and perish.
第一个呢，就是拒绝基督，然后死。
The second option.The other option is that we receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个呢，就是接受基督。
Sins forgiven.
罪就得赦免了。
New life given from above.
新的生命从上面就赐下来。
Born again of God's Spirit.
就在神的灵里重生了。
And invited into His family.
然后他邀请你成为他家里的一员。
See, there's the two options that mankind faces.
所以这就是所有人啊一生里面对的这两个选择。
There aren't any others.
再没有别的选择。
The Bible makes it out very, very, very clear.
圣经把这个解释得非常非常清楚。
That man has been created in a very high position in the universe.
那人呢，是被造的啊，是非常高啊，在整个的宇宙里面位置是非常高的。
Created in the very image of God.
因为人被造是按照神的形象造的。
Therefore, we have a very high responsibility.
以至于呢，我们也有非常高的责任。
To respond to a God who has reached out to us in love and mercy.
去回应啊，这样的神，他在爱和怜悯里来接近我们的神呢，我们对他也是有极高的责任去回应。
God does not want robots.
神不想要机器人。
Moral robots you can't have. There's no such thing as a moral robot.
所以没有一个什么道德的机器人这么样一个东西的。
You know, you can make a robot with artificial intelligence.
所以你可以用一个人工的方式啊，人工智能的方式来造一个机器人。
And you can program that artificial intelligence so that that robot demonstrated love to you.
然后你可以通过你的能力呢，造这个机器人，最后呢，每天他来表达对你的爱。
And would do anything for you.
然后做一切，为你做一切事。
But is that real love?
但这个是真的爱吗？
That's not free love.
这不是自由意志里的爱吗？
It's a program.
这就是个程序。
Programmed. The actions, reactions are just all programmed. There's no morality in that.
所以这里面没有道德的选择，它只是程序编好的执行和回应，执行和回应。
That's why God gives us a choice.
所以这就为什么神给我们选择的能力。
That we can accept His love or we can reject His love.
我们可以接受他的爱，也可以拒绝他的爱。
But the consequences are very, very serious.
但这样的结果呢，会是后果呢，会是非常严肃的。
And the consequences are irreversible.
而且这样的后果呢，是不可逆的。
Once we die, we're fixed for all our destiny for eternity.
一旦我们死了，我们在永恒的结局里就定了。
Those of you that are considering becoming Christians.It's not following a religion, it's looking to a savior.
所以那一切在想要跟随基督的人啊，其实他们并不是在跟随一个宗教，他是在跟随永恒的真理。
All you need to do is just trust receive him.
所以你要做的其实就是简简单单，你接受他，你相信他。
You receive the right to be called a child of God.
你就得着这样的权柄，做神的儿女。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
You would please pray.
Yeah, you probably pray. I translate.
Father, we come today in your presence. We've heard your voice.
主啊，今天我们来到您的面前，听见您的声音。
Come unto me, all you who labor under heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
您说那一切劳苦担重担的都到我这里来，我使你们得安息。
Oh Lord, we thank you that you are the answer to the deepest need of the human heart.
主啊，谢谢您，因为您是我们最深里面需要的那唯一的答案。
And we would pray, Lord, today that each one of us, each one, might have the gift received from above.
主啊，我们祷告是我们里每一个人从里面都愿意接受从神来的这礼物。
That gift that cost you so much.
这样的礼物让您付上了如此大的代价。
And that you're so eager to share with mankind.
您如此盼望与人来分享。
We pray, Lord, today that you would make it real in every heart. We ask in the worthy name of the Lord Jesus.
求您带着我们每一个人都做这个正确的选择。祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.